Remember to listen all the way to the end of the podcast, because this week we have a really cool interview with one of our favorite people on planet Earth, Jeff Dunham. He's a comedian, he's a ventriloquist, and he's a good, good dude, and he's got a lot of cool, fun stuff going on in his life. We'll show you all about all that as he tells you everything after the podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Yeah.
Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Ta 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 ta.
Just for you.
Come back with the old tribute.
2 foot Fred.
Ta 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 ta.
That is so great, man. By the way, hello. We're Big D and Bubba, and I'm Bubba, and that's Big D.
Yeah, we used to have, he would come in and do our
once a week
music.
Yeah.
Nashville music.
He would come in once a week and give us all the big news that was going on in all of the industry.
Yeah.
And
I mean, we could have done it ourselves. I mean, of course.
But did he start? But that, did he start the podcast or his little report with ta 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 ta, or did he end it with ta 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 ta?
I think he started it because he used to say hit the bricks.
Oh, that's what he would say at the end.
Hit the bricks.
Hit the bricks.
Ta 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 ta.
The podcast, by the way, is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. And I have some good news, too. John Rich still does the ta 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 ta.
Ta 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 ta.
Did you know that?
What do you mean? He does
when
it on
we
stage.
Were hanging out with John Rich, like a month and a half ago?
Yeah.
For the walk ons thing?
Yeah.
He did the ta 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 ta. Like the same ta 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 ta
ta ta ta ta,
and I was like, "Oh wow, you did the 2 foot Fred thing," and he just kind of like smirked. So I don't know if Fred stole it from him or he stole it from Fred, but somebody's doing it.
I got bad news for you, buddy.
What?
They didn't make our order right. Did
what?
They?
Patrick,
somebody,
Patrick just
they
got
up
us
our order.
Some hot chicken, and we were trying to go play.
I have one order of fried chicken tenders and one order of grilled.
Ooh, I want the grilled ones.
Oh, good. Then we're good.
Yeah.
We'll eat that.
Man, that's great.
Give it to Bubba. He'll eat any.
Yeah, he'll, that's right.
I'll take grilled. Look at that.
You know, Hattie B's is...
ranch? Who wanted ranch?
Big D wanted ranch. I wanted... This is how we start the podcast. Hi, Carson.
Hi.
And that's Patrick there throwing food across the table. Thank you for the honey mustard.
Hattie B's, you're going to get a napkin, is... one of those, you know, like everybody's like, oh, you're getting Nashville, you got to have Hattie B's. And
I'm not one of those people, but it is good.
You know, I've had
the. There's a time and a place for
it's also very close.
I've had the.
Really close to our studio.
The hot chicken is the hot chicken is too much for me, man.
Can I try one of your French fries?
Why, yes.
Did you not get anything?
No, there's really not much I'd eat on that menu.
Oh. There you go.
Thank you.
And how
are
the fries?
Oh, those are tasty fries.
I'll tell you who has the best fries is Bojangles.
Mm.
You ever eat at Bojangles? I haven't eaten there in like years, and I had it one time not too long ago. I'm like, man, these fries are delicious.
I wonder if I can log one French fry in my Fitbit.
I bet you can.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Best French fries in fast food. Go.
Mm.
He says Bojangles.
Well, no, it depends on what kind. They have the best seasoned fries.
Okay.
And then I think if you're going plain, it's a tie between In-N-Out Burger and Whataburger. Actually, Whataburger's are seasoned. So.
In-N-Out Burger?
No, Whataburger's got plainest, whitest French fries.
Yeah, and like, I don't think In-N-Out Burger is great on fries.
Really? See,
yeah.
I like their fries.
I'll tell you, I like Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
I like chicken fries. Waffle fries are great.
Nope, nothing better than McDonald's fresh out.
Super salty?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it, man. That's it for me.
I like Burger King because they're a little crunchier.
Mm, there's, you know what? They have that weird.
There's a crunch to them. It's like a crunchy outside, but a soft center.
And it's got like air in it.
There's yes.
Almost, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like it's got space.
Those, you're right. Those are good. Those are good.
They're very underrated. Nobody talks about Burger King fries, but
I'll go a different direction.
What?
Wendy's. Wendy's has pretty good fries.
Wendy's
they
fries
do.
Are floppy.
I like that.
I like their fries.
I find them moist.
Yeah. I like moist, floppy things.
Okay.
All right.
This podcast is taking a turn.
There you go.
Ta 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 ta.
Oh wow.
That almost made me die.
He almost choked to death. We should have a podcast where we help skinny people who don't know anything about food by telling them what food is delicious. It should be called Dear Fat People.
Nah.
Skinny people can write in.
You can start that.
They can ask us questions, and we'll answer their questions.
Mm. That's all you. Well, by the way, my jury duty thing, I filled in. I got a summons in for the mail for jury duty. I am a grown man. I've never gotten jury duty in my life.
Neither
and then all
I.
of a sudden they hit me up with this.
I have been called 8 times.
Is it because you did it once and they
I
said
don't know. I got on the list apparently when I was 18 and it followed me. Because I got called in 2 different counties in Connecticut. I got called third time after I'd already moved. I got called after I'd left another state and I've had to serve twice here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you do it? Or you had to actually go in and do
it? No, I got out of it.
Carson found loophole.
Well, you're a member of the media.
I am a member of the media. I did put that down.
They ask you flat out. It's very weird, at least when I went. They ask you your name, where you work. And, of course, at the time, I was in radio and I told them. And they're like, so do you talk about, things in the news on the air? I'm like, well, yeah.
I'm talking about my life. Everything that happens.
Right.
Like, whatever happens here at jury.
I'm not a reporter. I don't know if that's what you're asking. But, I said, sometimes you never know what comes up. And they started hammering me about being in the media. And I was like, look, y'all, let's just call it I don't want to be here. You obviously don't want me here. So, so immediately I was dismissed because I was in the media.
Have you ever had to do it, though? Did you ever serve on a jury?
Mm-mm, because the media thing, I either have timed out, because in Connecticut you only went for one day. And if they didn't call you by the end of the day, you're dismissed. In Tennessee, I've had to go for 3 days and they didn't get to me. They filled the jury before they got me,
okay.
And then I got interviewed.
So it's different. Here's my deal: I guess it probably depends on where you live
like
and all
county.
That kind of stuff. They gave me 8 days, so I have 8 days, and I have to jump through hoops.
Wow.
Basically, they gave me a piece of paper with the dates. Every night by 8 p.m., there you call the number.
Mm-hmm.
You have to call every night.
And
if
check
they
the
want
voicemail.
Me, shouldn't they call me?
Nope, you got
to
check the
check
voicemail.
I have to check the voicemail, and they're going to say, group whatever, you're not to come. Group whatever, or number whatever, you're not to come, and whatever. But it's why make me jump through all the hoops? You're the one who needs the juror. I don't want
to
go.
I did that. There's actually twice that happened to me. Once in Connecticut, I was supposed to go to jury duty. I called the night before. They're like, oh, no, you've been excused. I'm like, cool, because I'm just not going to go to work tomorrow. And I did it once here. They excused me after a half day, but I was technically had 3 days off from work, so I just took the third day off.
I want
because
to
it was
do
already
it.
There.
I kind of want to do it because I think it would be fun to miss some of the show and everybody be like, "Where's Bubba? Mm-hmm. He's at jury duty." I think that would be cool and exciting. I could call in at break time.
Yeah,
but can you? Can you talk? About
I don't know.
No. Oh my God! This is crazy. So there was this big murder case that made national news when I was living in Syracuse, New York. This very wealthy doctor whose
Not
wife...
Syracuse, Idaho?
No. Okay. I mean, maybe there are others. I don't know. But so this big wealthy doctor, his wife is found dead. And he claims she fell in the shower. They're saying, no, this looks suspicious. So they put him on a murder trial. And it was right when The Jinx came out. Do you remember that thing on Netflix or HBO?
No. What is that?
It was about this dude that has killed 2 of his wives. And he actually admitted on camera in the documentary, they had the mic going, and he made a comment about how he did it. Well, anyway, so The Jinx is going on. Meanwhile, this trial's going on. And I tweet out something about old white dudes and murder. Whatever. It was supposed to be just some throwaway, funny, random tweet. Well, one of the jurors eventually got investigated for letting outside influences tamper with her decision, and they brought up my tweet in court documents.
That's
why
cool.
Did she like it or something?
I don't know what happened. All I know is that I got
she
a
retweeted.
Reporter calling me saying, are you aware that you blah 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 on this case? I was like, and I'm afraid someone's gonna sue me, and oh my, all I did was put out a stupid joke tweet, and I think it was a mistrial something. Or
did somebody freak out over a joke?
I know, who would have guessed?
Not in America.
But yeah. Oh, I still have the screenshot of the court documents where it says my little at Carson.
Aww.
Making jokes.
Yeah, I've never done jury duty either.
Nope, none of that for me.
No.
I would go. I would enjoy it.
Yeah, I would too.
I'm such
That's
a nerd.
What I'm saying. I kind of want to go. I want to do it. I don't want to do it for 8 days in a row.
It's super awkward when you break for lunch, though. Because, like, it's like being in the new kid at school because nobody, you know, like, you're there. Like, oh, I guess I'll go out by myself for lunch. And then they brought in lunch one day for us. And even that was like, we're all like, there's like 20 people sitting in a room staring at each other.
Okay, so wait a minute. What if, I have a question then, because you've done this so many times.
I know.
What ridiculous. If I get selected and I go and I'm like, oh, okay. But what if the trial goes on for weeks?
That's it, dude. You're not here. And that's...
Can I not get off like halfway and go, look, I got to go back to work?
No. And even that, no. You have to give... People think it's easy to be like, I can't, you know, my job, my kids, whatever. There was a woman when I was in Connecticut, she tried to give some story about how she was on an alumni committee for Yale University. And like, I just cannot devote all this time to a case. And the judge was like, no, you can sit down. It's very difficult if you don't really have some sort of, again, it's usually like childcare or elder care. If you've got really dependents, if you're talking jobs, they're like, no, your job is required to wait for you.
I have dependents. I have Patrick and Big D and Carson.
And us.
I mean, we have jobs that all depend upon each other.
That's right.
But and that
we need Bubba to do our job.
That's you can argue that, and you can see if you can find a judge that cares.
No, I wouldn't. Again, I think it would be kind of cool to get on, and I doubt if they would have one that would last weeks and weeks and weeks. Yeah. Right.
A lot of them too try to put like. Is it plea deals or, you know, they try to settle the stuff before they actually even get to your trial because it's so much and it you know, it really takes up so much of the system's time. That's why you have so many of those deals cut.
Who knew?
I bet the food is good though.
They brought in a very nice catered box lunch. I remember there was like cranberry chicken salad and I got a veggie one that had grilled mushrooms, which, you know what, that's...
I'm sorry. I thought you said it was a good box lunch.
The point is, it was provided by the government, and it was a box lunch because other times, I know when I went in Connecticut and then another time when I went in Tennessee, you were off to fend for yourself for lunch. Like, they were like, oh, just go outside in downtown New Haven. Oh, no, thank you. I'm going to stay inside with the officers that have guns.
There
Thanks.
Was another thing, man. They have a little sheet.
Oh,
we're
going
to go
stop.
Back to that.
Did Carson just imply downtown New Haven, Connecticut? It's too dangerous to go outside by yourself.
I mean, it might have been back
then.
Did
you just officially become the whitest person in America?
Whitehaven?
Is that what it's called?
New Haven, Connecticut.
Big T said Whitehaven.
I got it in my head.
There are nice areas of it, the courthouse was not in the Little Italy, Worcester Street section.
Yeah.
So I was not able to go get
pizza.
You
know the bad parts of New Haven, Connecticut. The streets.
We do have it's not all sunshine and puppies.
My gosh.
It's not all James Vanderbeek approved.
I'm thinking of that Monty Python sketch where the old lady's going around beating people up. Yeah. That's like New Haven.
I mean, that's probably it now. But.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say they gave me a paper, like, and they wanted me to voluntarily give up my per diem. I guess you get like a little,
something. Yeah,
they're like, would you like to give this up? If so, it'll go to whatever charity we choose or whatever. I'm like, I don't know.
You don't even get to choose the charity?
No, it says it'll go to their little thing. And I'm like, no, I think I'll take this.
Yeah, take...
That's my money. If I'm going to be on jury duty, that's my money.
You got to eat lunch every day.
How much is that?
I don't know. Not a clue.
Like $8 or something?
Yeah. Everything I know about jury duty, I learned from that Pauly Shore movie where he was on jury duty. Seriously, you don't... Okay. It was called jury duty.
Nobody else ever saw that? No.
Oh, well, you should go watch that, Bubba. You can learn a lot.
Okay.
Like, really?
Not really. But, I mean,
oh my
maybe.
God.
What, dude?
Okay, which it's different for state to state. California, it's $15 a day.
Yeah.
Woo! Man, a big spend.
You're going to be raking in the cash.
You can buy some yogurt.
And 34 cents per mile.
Oh, you get mileage?
One way. For the second day of service and every day thereafter.
Huh.
So it's, it's one way, not both.
Wow.
Let me see. Tennessee.
If it's a good trial, can I write a book about it afterwards?
In Tennessee, after 3 days, the court must pay $40 per day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, then think if you're in some big case where they have to sequester you and they have to put you up somewhere.
What do you mean, sequester me?
Like put you in a hotel? They have some of those cases.
You mean I wouldn't be able to go see my kids?
Correct. That's a very rare thing, but it does happen. where you have jurors that are that they literally don't want you talking to anyone in the outside world, and they really don't even want you talking to each other. So, like, you go back to your hotel rooms, and that's it.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Connecticut.
Can I get on the internet?
It's $50 a day.
Wow.
What? I'm moving back. they call me so much, I can make a living out of it.
No. Sorry.
Jurors. Can you volunteer for jury duty? Like, can you say, like, you know,
I don't think so.
I have nothing to do. Yeah. I'm retired. I want to be on jury duty. Like,
no,
for like older people?
Because it's the, what if you have a connection to the case that you're, if there's a reason you want to be on
well,
it.
Well, they'll filter that out during the process, the selection process, right?
That's only if you're honest in your answers. If you have a reason to want to be on a jury, because let's say you want to, yes, I want to give this guy $10 million, or,
oh,
you know,
gotcha.
I want him to be convicted.
Hey, speaking of all this stuff.
Legalese?
Yeah. Did you end up watching the rest of To Catch a Murderer?
I didn't finish it. Mm-mm.
Making a Murderer?
Making a Murderer.
The second one. Did you?
Mm-mm.
I didn't either.
You see it?
I haven't seen any of the second. I haven't seen anything past episode 5 of season 1 because Big D and I made a deal. Remember that deal, Big D? The one you still haven't held up your end on?
I don't know which what. The Doctor
The deal
Who
was
thing?
I watched 5 episodes of Making a Murderer, yeah, and you would watch 5 episodes of Doctor Who of my choosing, and I gave you a great list.
I watched
like
some
the
of
list
those.
Was amazing.
I watched some of them.
No, you watched one, well, I think.
I think I did watch one.
And I watched all 5 of your Making a Murderer snail's pace. I didn't do it. I was playing wrestling. I'm like, oh my gosh, what a horrible show this is.
Well, it's not.
Can I go to wrestling?
It's not a show. It's real life, man.
Yeah.
Okay. But
Brendan
it was
just wanted to go watch WrestleMania.
That's it. He wanted WrestleMania.
I want to watch WrestleMania.
No.
And that's the bad. That's the worst part. Is him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's still in.
Yeah.
Because they were. He was gonna get out.
Yeah.
And then the state came back and fought it. And,
like in jail, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the state fought and had him stay. Like they kept him in.
Yep.
And that's kind of where I stopped.
Well, that's like they're doing, there's something going on. I don't know if it's a trial or there's a judgment. I don't know what the legalese is for it. But you know the podcast Serial? Mm-hmm. And the first season was all about the guy that was in jail for murdering his girlfriend. But his lawyer never contacted a possible alibi witness. And so now they finally got it in front of, I don't know if it's a judge or a group of judges or whatever, to decide whether or not this lawyer, who is now deceased, if he can get some sort of retrial or something like that because she didn't bring in this alibi.
So she didn't do it right?
Sort of, but the point is that I don't know that legally you have to as a lawyer. It's a whole weird, again, it's well beyond my level, but the point is that he may get an opportunity here, really because of that podcast, to have another chance at getting out.
I just looked it up. There is news that happened a day ago with...
Is this Making a Murderer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I want to know this? Is he going to ruin season 2?
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
Probably.
I mean, are you really going to watch it?
Am I ever going to watch it?
No.
I don't know, probably not.
Okay, Brendan Dassey's half-brother is opening up about details on alleged family cover-up and framing in the case in the center of Netflix Making a Murderer. Following a new theory in the case proposed by Stephen Avery's new attorney, Kathleen Zellner, that points towards Dassey's brother being the true culprit of the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach. Dassey's half-brother, Brad Dassey, is opening up about
is that
potential
guy in the
aid
show at
in
all?
The cover-up by Barb Tydick.
Okay, is that guy in the show at all? I don't even recognize
the
name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking to whoever this interviewer was, Brad recalled a suspicious conversation he had with Tydick, Avery's sister, in which she asked him to look at the computer during a family trip to visit Dassey at the correctional institute before he was convicted. That computer has since become the focal point of Zellner's argument. She said that she hired someone to erase the computer because it was not working correctly. I asked her what was on the computer, and she stated directly to my face that there are pornography and viruses on the computer. I find it strange she was telling me the computer was not working correctly after someone else who was supposed to be a professional computer repair technician repaired her computer. I don't know.
So she wiped the hard drive because it had evidence.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
There's always a backup copy, though. We learned that on Riverdale last night.
Really?
Yep, you always keep your evidence. Yep.
See? You learned about that there, and I learned about jury sequestration from Pauly Shore.
Wow. I saw something about you the other day. There was what's the show you watched that has oh, was Riverdale it? The one that's from
the Archie comics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That's
yep, that's yep. Last night I was supposed to go out last night. And I was tired anyway, and I was just like not in the mood. And I'm like, oh wait, it's a new Riverdale? Oh, I'm not going anywhere. Staying on my couch, thanks.
Is it that good?
I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I'm not saying that it's good television because I don't want to disappoint anybody, but it is
my daughter loves it. I watched an episode with her the other night, and it was like a throwback episode.
Yes, where they had the Midnight Club, but it was a throwback to the Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good. Oh, there's so many allusions to 90210.
I didn't know. Well, see, I never watched 90210, so.
Well, Archie was dressed the way Luke Perry dressed on 90210 because Luke Perry plays his dad on the show. And Machen and Mick is a mom on the show, and she was on Twin Peaks, and there's all these Twin Peaks allusions. And
did they go to the Peach Pit?
Well, no. You go to Pop's Chocolate Shop. But then last night, the episode, you've got the dude that was in Scream. He's one of the killers. And they did this whole scene that was nothing but this massive screen reference. And I'm like, this is why I love this show. I don't even care if the 12-year-olds don't get it. It's great.
So what is it? Just like tributes to...
No,
like
I mean,
every
it's...
episode, do they do things like where
it's just little... You can just tell... Again, you have to be A, a TV dork like me, and B, probably over the age of about 30 to get some of those older references. But it's still cool for kids that watch it just like the show because it's a murder mystery and... You know, and everybody's really pretty.
Is there a new murder every week?
Not every week, but like there were three last night. We don't know who. I mean, whatever. It's a weird mystery. You know how like Lost got really tangled up in itself and they didn't know how to end it?
Yes.
I feel like Riverdale's doing that. I don't even think this makes sense anymore, but I'm still here for it.
Well, I watched.
I'm all in.
Speaking of, I watched the first couple episodes of Manifest,
mm-hmm.
which was really good.
My parents love it.
But I stopped watching it because I know what's going to happen. It's going to peak and get kind of like where the viewership drops off, and then they're going to dump the show.
Yeah.
So what I've decided to do is just wait until it runs its course, and then I'll pick up and start watching it from the beginning.
And binge it.
And, you know, I know that's not what the networks want to hear, but that's the way we do it now because we don't want to get into a show and then have it axed, you know, halfway through or at a mid-season finale or whatever. Like, I was loving Timeless on NBC. It was a great show. They left you with a big cliffhanger, and then they canceled it.
Yeah.
Luckily, the fans, there were actually enough fans to make a big deal out of it. They're making a movie to resolve the end. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
I'm actually watching Manifest.
You like it?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great.
The first two episodes,
the acting is
kind of
like not the best, really. Sometimes,
oh well.
And that chick has those crazy eyebrows. It's too much.
What?
Yeah,
that's right. He sent me the picture of the eyebrow chick.
It's like too much.
You're not wrong. Yeah, but my parents, they kind of have the same concern. They're like, they feel like they're going down too much of a rabbit hole that they're not going to be able to provide actual answers to.
Yeah,
and I was like, well. You know, a lot of shows do that.
Yeah.
They get too kind of caught up on themselves.
I just binged eyebrow manifest girl, and I found her. I mean, it's pretty great.
Yeah, she's
the main. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I know you liked, speaking of TV stuff, Netflix, you loved Hill House.
I didn't watch it. I haven't watched it yet. No, remember, because I was watching Sabrina, because you were watching Hill House.
Sabrina was all the devil.
Yeah.
Did you continue that, or did you get spooked off on that?
No, I finished Sabrina. Okay. They're doing a Christmas episode, so I'm going to have to watch that.
There's a new one called Haunted, which I kind of started watching, too, which is a completely – I didn't know what it was. But it's like people sitting in a room, and they tell their real ghost stories.
Oh.
Yeah, you and – it was you and Tyler Rich were talking about the CMAs.
Yes.
Yeah. And I really want to watch it because you said it was – there's like some scene that really was creepy.
Well, I mean, the part where, like, the guy, like, he's like, he starts crying. He's like, he goes, I've had to deal with this my whole life. He goes, it, like, follows me. He goes, I can't, I left and I moved to another house.
The ghost follows him?
Yeah. Yeah. And he said, he goes, I feel like it's trying to kill me. It's crazy. I gotta be kind of careful with that stuff. I'll get too into it.
I'm gonna have to check that out. I get a little bit creeped out with that stuff because I live alone.
Yeah.
And so there are times where I'm like, do I really want to watch this? Am I really sure this is what I want to do with a big old picture window behind me? And, you know, I gotta get creeped out. So, but I will. I'll check it out one of these years. It's got to be on my list. I've got, because Walking Dead just did its mid-season finale, so now I've got that time back.
Which was pretty good.
It was really good.
I don't like the way they did a couple things on The Walking Dead this season. Like, okay, how does the helicopter fly? You know how the way they left it up? Because they don't have gas anymore. And the gas would have gone bad by now.
But it could be something we'll find out in the new movies. That's the thing, that we may get the explanation on all that in the movies with Rick Grimes.
I don't like how they took Maggie off the show. I mean, I know she chose to leave because she got another
TV show.
But the whole point of where they just kind of, she's there one episode, and the next episode she's not talked about. Three episodes later they go, oh, and Maggie left and she went looking for something or other.
Yeah, Georgie.
Yeah.
She's with the Martha Stewart lady from like a season and a half ago.
It's like, what? It was just weird and random and like very unfulfilling.
Yeah.
They should have killed her off.
Yeah.
Unless they're just leaving it open for her to come back.
I think
they're
leaving it open because if this show doesn't take off.
Like the way they're doing with Rick?
Well, yeah. Because we'd always, I know they keep saying like, oh, Rick Grimes is done on The Walking Dead. No, he's not.
They didn't kill him. If you ain't been zombie-ating or taken out by the bad guys, then you're still coming back.
Because if they need him, or the ratings need him, or he says, you know what, I want to come back, do you really think they're not going to be like, sure, but can?
Yeah, they'll write him back in any
even
second.
Even like a finale would be great. Like, suddenly, here's Rick. And also, Daryl has been looking for Rick for 6 years. That's a little...
Sitting in the woods.
Yeah, like, that's a little much. I could see 6 months. But you're telling me Daryl has been on his own for 6 years looking for Rick Grimes? Like, bro. I mean, like, maybe it's time to give up the ghost.
Yeah.
There's a petition out to make sure that Dog doesn't die.
I couldn't believe they killed off... Oh, spoiler! I can't believe they killed off Jesus.
Yeah, a friend of mine sent me...
The character.
Yeah, she sent me the spoiler the day before. She's like, look at this article. It looks like it's...
They tried.
That was a while ago.
They did the other one a couple thousand years ago.
Yeah, a friend of mine just sends me an article. And it doesn't. And I get it's from The Spoiling Dead. But she was like, wow, this all seems pretty on. And then it's like, yes, Jesus is going to die. I was like, what? Like, whoa, hold on. Yep, and then everything they wrote in there, that's what came to pass on the show. I was like, oh, so then I spent the whole episode just waiting for Jesus to die.
What's the site? I need to start going there.
Spoiling Dead.
Spoilers don't bug me like they do other people.
No, I don't mind spoilers usually either, but it was because I hadn't been looking them up.
Like with you, stuff we didn't talk about on the show is that whenever the whispers, they tease them in that one episode, I hit Carson up and she knew everything. She's like, are you sure you want to know? I'm like, tell me. Give me the real scoop, the whole thing.
I didn't want to ruin it because I don't
and
want
everything
to do that
you
to
had
people.
Was good.
Yeah, but it was. It's one of those things where I think if I'd have watched the episode, the death of Jesus would have been super shocking. I would not have seen it coming. But I got the article the day before, and I was like, oh well, all right, here we go.
I didn't think they were going to kill him off. I thought they were going to kill off Ross Marquand. I forget the name of his character. It's sad. I know the actor's name. Yes, Aaron.
Yeah.
I only know his name because he was on our show before.
I like him
but
a lot,
I was like,
too.
I was like, I thought he was a goner the way they kind of...
Oh, but did you read the article? Tom Payne, Jesus. We've had Tom Payne on, too.
Did we?
Yeah, we had Jesus on.
Oh, cool.
I think we did, yeah. He actually said he's been disappointed in what they've done and not done with his character. So he wasn't really sad to go. That's a little drama right there. But he said he didn't feel that they were really using the character well and that in the comics he's
so... No, he's got to be a ninja.
Which is what he is in the comics, that he's like this super... you know, fighter and really this dynamic personality. And he goes, literally the only battle I had in the whole all-out war was I fought Morgan. He said, I fought one of my own guys. How dumb was that? And I was like, well, you did now, so I guess you're not coming back, so you can say what you want.
Hey, how's your clothing thing going?
Oh, good. Thank you. My Poshmark?
Yeah.
Yeah, very well.
I see Poshmark commercials on TV now.
I know. I started to see this. My dad's like, is that what you do? Yeah. Yeah, we're actually about to cash out this month, I think, over the weekend. So
cash out, what does that mean?
Oh, get our payment for how much we made over the month of November.
Oh, so they handle all the stuff for you and then you just get it?
Yeah, and you just tell them like, oh, I want my money now. Thanks.
Okay.
And it's based on how much you sold. So I think there's probably $500 or $600 that's sitting there.
Wow.
How much have you made on the whole life of this?
Oh, it's only been 2 months, so it would be somewhere between $1,100 and $1,200 for these 2 months.
For your side hustle.
Yeah, side hustle.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
be a good Christmas.
And I split it with my friend, so it's 50-50, but, you know, not too bad.
And so you guys are just selling, like, does she do the same kind of clothes you sell?
Yeah, we go, we look for stuff at Goodwill. You know, I look for some vintage. Sometimes you look for name brand things. And then we're both dieting and losing weight, so we're putting up clothes that maybe are too big for us now. And so that, like, a lot of party dresses and stuff.
You're crazy. You are willing to part with your fat clothes?
Yeah.
There's no way.
You you're supposed to do that.
No, I have a closet full of clothing for different weights. I'm like, I'm good. If I go up, I go down, I'm covered.
But that's the thing. They tell you if you want to stay on track, get rid of the fat clothes so that way you don't have something to fall back on. Like, if your pants don't fit, you have one option. Stop eating.
Yeah, you can...
Stretchy pants.
Yeah.
Well, stay home. That's what's another option. And eat more.
But yeah, I sent Bubba pictures yesterday. I was I'm making Christmas presents for two of my friends that are Walking Dead Christmas t-shirts.
They're awesome.
Yeah. So putting that. I do not sell those. That is not a side hustle. It's just a crafty thing. So that was.
Because that's licensed.
It's my whole thing going on. Yeah, I know. Someone's like, you should sell these. I go, nope, because I don't want to pay a lawyer when I get sued for this. So. But yeah, Poshmark is not too bad. Figure, a little cash. There's a lot of concerts coming up I got to buy tickets for, and they're not cheap. So,
what's the average? I mean, I haven't bought concert tickets in a while, but I just remember them being like $35.
In a while, in 20 years.
Yeah. I mean,
where are they now? How much are tickets?
I mean, let's just say average. Like, I just want to be in the building, you know, with, I mean, $100 is what's going to take to get you in the door.
What?
Yeah, like Def Leppard and Journey last year to sit in the very last row of the arena was $99 some odd.
And it's the same for a country show?
Yeah. I mean, so like Garth is right now for his stadium tour, it's about $90 a ticket.
Okay, I remember when it was $20.
Yeah.
Does he not do that anymore?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No, which, I mean, still though, for him doing a stadium tour and only charging $90, like I was trying to buy Stones tickets yesterday and I wanted to be in the pit. Those were $500. And if I wanted to be behind the pit but still close to the stage, those started around $850. So
almost a grand?
Yeah. So guess what I didn't buy yesterday? It was Rolling Stones
goodness,
tickets.
Dude.
I've got my Metallica tickets coming. Those were
$75 My question is, how do you – because we don't buy our tickets because usually we just go to – you know, we'll do stage announcement or whatever and we don't have to worry about it. But we also get – and you too – all the artists sitting – a foot away from where you are right now, singing here in the studio, and you still want to go to concerts?
Yep. I mean, okay,
like,
but
I and people. Somebody asked me a while back because I don't really like crowds because I'm that whole prepper thing. I get a little nervous because you get a bunch of people, stuff goes wrong. I don't like crowds, and they're like, "Well, how do you do that with all the concerts?" I'm like, "I get in, I get out.
Yeah.
I don't really stay for the concert because I don't feel comfortable." There. I'm like,
yeah,
plus,
I mean,
I get all the best concerts here.
It's really true. We've definitely been spoiled. And that has absolutely altered the shows that I go to because we are so fortunate to get to be this close. Even AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys. I'm not going to lie. I looked at Backstreet tickets and I was like, well, I haven't bought them yet.
You're like, I had a better experience out at work.
I mean, I want to go because it's Backstreet and it's been a long time since I've seen them with Kevin. So, you know, but even that, I'm going, is it going to get better? I've already been front row for the Backstreet Boys and literally hugging AJ.
I am so excited they're going to be playing with the Minions this year.
With what?
Kevin.
Oh. I don't know what that means.
Kevin, the Minion? They had the one? Never mind.
I never saw anything with a Minion in it.
Ta, 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 ta!
Yep.
As always, Fred's got great timing.
He does.
Ta, 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 ta.
All right, so I think we should wrap this. For those of you who are watching on Facebook, thank you for putting up with us. Anybody else got anything to add?
Hit the bricks!
The podcast sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Ta, 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 ta!
And stick around for those of you who are listening on a podcast app or anywhere online. We do have the Jeff Dunham interview coming up next. Wrong button.
No.
Wrong button.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Jeff Dunham is on the hotline. What's up, Jeff? How are you, man?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. As good as we can be.
You still flying?
I'm flying. You mean my own machine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have twin toddler boys that are 3 years old. Do you think I have any time for a hobby?
No. Do you miss flying, I should say?
I do miss flying. You know what? Because mine were all experimental helicopters, and so I built them myself. And, you know, any helicopter pilot will tell you that it's like 1 hour of flying equals about 10 hours of maintenance.
Yeah.
So that's why I loved building them and working on them. That's the fun stuff, too. But flying was great. You know, flying is what do they say? I don't know. There's a little bit of horror involved.
Yeah. It's all, what was the thing? It's like 90% boredom and 10%.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I think it's 90% boredom, and it's like hours and hours of boredom. This is what they say about fixed wing: hours and hours of boredom with tiny moments of terror.
Yeah. Did you replace the flying hobby with another equally ridiculous hobby?
Wow, these are great questions. You know, I kind of did. I'm a horrible collector. It's like I'll get my mind on something, and then it just won't quit. And my stupidest hobby lately has been
what is it?
70s stereo equipment.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
Awesome. Man, I can appreciate that because I will go into like a antique store. And you're in there and you're looking around, and in the back they always have the stereo equipment, and I immediately gravitate towards it. I haven't started a collection, but I go to it.
You know what I have now, which is the saddest thing ever, but people walk in and they're like, "Oh my gosh, I have finally collected the absolute best quadraphonic 8-track system available to man."
Wow.
Now, is the quadraphonic, obviously it's four, is that they had four speakers coming out of a console or something?
No, it's four separate channels. You guys aren't old enough to know this. So it was four separate channels, and you'd have one speaker. I remember the television commercial when I was a kid. It was Sammy Davis Jr. He's like, "The trumpets are over here. The percussion's over here. I'm over here. And, you know, the flute is over here."
Oh, so it was like original, like,
four,
split
it was
up,
like a four-track.
Surround sound.
So it was original surround sound. But what was really funny in the early days of mixing those things, they would make literally every speaker a separate instrument, which was so unnatural because when in the world do you ever stand in the middle of a band and hear it? You know, it's always mixed. So later, as they started mixing them, they started going, "Okay, we'll do a little, like the percussion will be over here, but you'll be able to hear a little bit of bleed over in the other speakers as well."
Wow. I missed that. I don't remember that at all.
Well, you know, it's cool because like I know exactly, like, whenever you're listening to old Beatles songs, it really bugs me when they don't remix them, and the singer is in one side, the guitar is in the other, and then your speaker goes out, and you lose half the song.
Well, did you know that most all the Beatles stuff was mono, and then they remixed it later when the stereo came out, and then they made it that separation, that ridiculous separation. But I got to tell you, so the California fires, it got really close to our house within three streets, so 400 yards from our house, right? The Southern California fires. And I was out of town at the time. My wife was here with our twins, and she had to evacuate out of the house for 5 days. I came back, and I was out for 3 days with them. But, when the sheriff came to the door, that's when Audrey started crying and realized this is real and said, "You got to get out." And so she did, and I was talking to her, and I said, "Sweetie, look, it's just stuff, and I tried to steel myself up for it, realizing it's a bunch of collectible stuff. It's, you know, the dummies that I don't use. It's our family albums, but everything's on the cloud. It's just a house. We can rebuild. It's going to be okay. We're going to lose all the crap, but we have too much crap anyway. It'll save us from having to sell stuff on eBay. So I had tried to steel myself up for it, knowing that I might come back to an empty lot, right? But then it hit me in the middle of it. Oh, no. My stereo equipment.
You can't replace that stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're so strong. By the way, how was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is good. Now, I'm going to turn off a lot of your listeners here, but here's what happened. So my wife is into health and fitness, and it's great. We've been married 6 years. She has pretty much saved my life. I was heading a bad direction. And, you know, working out and eating healthy. But then she started heading another direction, and it was like turned into a vegetarian. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
So we started doing that. And I'm like, okay. And actually, I was like, all right, so here we go. And then it turned into vegan. I'm like, oh, no, you can't say the V word. So it turned to veganism. But here's what happened. All my blood numbers, I actually started working out less because of the boys, because I didn't have as much time, but all my numbers went through the charts like I was a freaking 20-year-old. So, but now Thanksgiving was coming up, and I'm like, oh, come on, really? How in the world can we have Thanksgiving with no turkey? But luckily, the rest of her family, they all still, you know, eat the normal way. So she ended up tricking the family. She and her mother tricked the family by every dish was vegan, and nobody could tell the difference, including the pumpkin pie, which is always half eggs, right?
Wow.
But then we did have a turkey, which was amazing, and no one knew the difference.
I will tell you that I think that is low down and despicable. That is like having sex with someone who has HIV and they don't tell you. You're like, oh,
no.
You're like, oh, you didn't notice any difference.
Dude, that's just horrible.
It is awful. You should never do that. That's, I mean, because
it's no better than tricking somebody who's vegan into eating meat. Exactly. It's just, it's the same. It's the same.
It's the same thing.
You're a bad man. You and your wife need.
I understand, but look. I can't do anything about it. I got to eat what's put in front of me at the dinner table. What am I going to do, complain?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what you, no. Yeah. Yes, that's what you do, Jeff. How much money did you make last year? How much did she make last year?
I know, but here's the other thing. So I stopped eating dairy. Is that crazy? I do have cheese now and then. I cheat. But you know what? My freaking hair stopped falling out.
Oh, I should have started that years ago then. That is...
And she says it's because of all the hormones that are in the. Anyway, move on. Let's go to something more pleasant than this.
Yeah. Well,
Dude, I still can't believe you tricked your family.
That is so devious. By the way, Relative Disaster. Let's talk about that. We'll pimp your stuff. This is on Netflix, obviously.
Yeah, that was especially came out with on Netflix. We went to Ireland, and I think I talked to you guys about that way back when. But yeah, and it was
fun. Yeah, you did. This is that from back then.
Yeah, that was back then. But I'm getting ready to do another Netflix special soon, and I have new characters that I've added to the show. And as we all know, the country is unbelievably politically divided. And I tried to think up what could be the worst possible job to have in the White House right now. And I've met the guy. He's in my show now. You've never heard of him. He works in the shadows. But his name is Larry, and he's Donald Trump's personal advisor, and he helps him with his tweets.
I tell you what, can we take a break and come back? And like as we always do,
hear from Larry.
We always do this with Jeff, is at the we reserve the final break to let him do his song and dance where he does puppetry over the phone.
Ventriloquism.
Yeah. Puppetry is not even the right. That's not even what you do. And we'll do that. And we'll talk to the new guy, Larry.
Well, we'll talk to Bubba J. He wanted to talk to you guys.
Okay,
oh,
we'll
good.
Do that.
We miss him.
Okay, we'll do that coming up next with Jeff Dunham. Hang on. Jeff Dunham is joining us, and his Relative Disaster, it is now streaming. It's been streaming on Netflix, and look for a new one coming out really soon. So Jeff's been working on some new characters. We talked a little bit about Larry, who helps Trump with his tweets. But also, who wants to talk to us?
But the other guy that has only made it in a couple of shows so far, so he is brand new. But like I said, as we know, our country is divided, and so are my new characters. Even though they can't be, they are conjoined twins, but political opposites.
That's the best.
They are complete right and left, okay. And so it's a two-headed dummy, and they hate each other.
Dude, that is brilliant.
That's so great.
That, you know, you were bored in your shop that day, weren't you?
I love this.
Wait a minute, you didn't ask their names. What their names are?
Okay, what are their names?
Richard and Happy. It's Rich and Happy.
Rich and Happy.
I like that.
Rich and Happy.
So. Of course, and Happy is the lefty guy, and he smokes weed a lot, so he's very happy. Uh-huh. And then Richard is, you know, he's the we can call him Dick if you want to, but that's who he is.
Yeah. So and do you I don't know, what do we go? You're gonna hold our hand here. Do are we talking to them? Are we talking?
No,
to
here, Bubba J, come here, Bubba J, come here. Hi, fellas.
Hey, Bubba J.
All right, so I know I'm supposed to come on the radio and tell some jokes, okay?
All right,
okay.
Okay, okay. So we're calling our tour the Get the Heck Out of California tour because my butt is on fire and I'm made out of wood. Okay, no, it's not funny. Okay, Trump was out visiting that mess in California, but I like Kanye. No, nothing.
No, I mean it's. I mean,
nothing?
You're wearing us down. Yeah, that's okay.
That's pretty good, actually. Okay, very intelligent for you.
President Trump suggested we do what Finland has done to prevent wildfires, which is to rake the forest floors. Rake a forest? That's nuts. I know how we can get it done in no time. All those guys in the caravan coming up from Mexico, give every one of those guys a leaf blower. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Okay, no, forget. I just wrote these yesterday.
That's okay.
Okay. No, that was not good.
No,
that was not good. No. Okay, hold on. Okay. This country is so divided. You have the folks who hate Trump. You have the folks who love Trump. And then you have the folks who are upset that Ariana Grande cut off her ponytail. Okay, no.
I mean, maybe it could be your audience. I don't think it's not you. It's us.
Okay, hold on. All right. Hold on. U.S. Department of Agriculture. No, that's not good either. Okay, recalled turkey products linked to salmonella. So make sure you fry the crap out of your turkey.
No? Yeah, okay. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here's one. Here's one you like. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Melania Trump was being criticized by Bette Midler on Twitter. I was so confused. I thought Bette Midler had died, and then I realized, oh, that was Roy Clark. They look similar.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Bette Midler looks like Roy Clark.
I was even more confused.
Yeah.
Bette Midler has fans young enough to use Twitter. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give a phone back.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Wait,
thanks.
Wait, one more. All right. Bette does a song, one of my favorites, The Wind Beneath My Cheeks. Okay, fart joke. Here's Jeff Fine.
Okay, thanks.
Bubba J.
You know what's amazing to me is that
I forget. That's what you guys do, is that you make the comedian do their material and then you sit there.
No, man. Great? Dude.
It's my favorite thing.
See, I wish we were face to face because you would see the smiles. Yeah. You would see the smiles because they're here.
I mean, here's my deal. I hate when anyone, especially radio's the worst at it, they get so yucky at. If they think it's funny, laugh. If you don't. But don't force it. And so you should say, hey, guys, I appreciate you being real and not fake.
But see, so you guys are not the people they would call when they need an audience in
no.
a sitcom.
No.
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 But we love you.
Be judgmental. And you know what you guys are? You guys are the ones with cards. That's a four.
My wife actually makes fun of me because she's like, have you ever laughed at a TV show ever? Because like she'll be laughing at everything. And my son's like, Dad, why don't you laugh? I'm like, well, it's funny, but I'm laughing internally.
Yeah,
you know, that's like it's so funny for a civilian to walk into a green room at a comedy club with about four or five comics sitting around and they're telling each other jokes. Somebody will tell a joke and the other guys will go, oh, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, yeah. And they mean that. Like, it really is funny. Like, you should use that.
Yeah, that's really funny. You should do that. It's awesome. It's hilarious. So, yeah, the worst audiences are performers and other comedians.
It's sure.
Because I do the same thing. I'll go to another comedian show, and I'm like, do not sit me near the front because they're going to hate me because I'm going to sit there and just listen to them and be analyzing it and go, oh, yeah, it's pretty great. Yeah,
and you can't handle it. It's in you because you are a professional, and you do that. So you're it's funny because even if you think it's funny, you're taking notes in your head going, okay, well, I can't tell that joke.
That's right.
Well, unless
and
you're
very
certain comedians.
Rarely do I ever get sucked in and actually laugh out loud. Yeah,
yeah, it's That's, weird. Well, it's really weird. But no, I laughed. I laughed several times. I love Bubba J, man.
Jeff,
you guys are so nice.
I know. So just loving. Relative Disaster, it's on Netflix, and you can check out Jeff touring around the globe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the name of the tour is... you made me forget. What the hell is the name of my tour? It's on the press sheet. I can't remember what
are
it's called.
You kidding? Like, you don't know the name of your tour?
I have it right here. I have it.
It's called Passively Aggressive. This is my international tour.
It should be called Short-Term Memory. I mean...
No, it's called the I've Done Too Many Damn Tours Tour.
Why do you even need a name? Like, seriously, why don't you just call it Jeff Dunham
Concert?
Jeff Dunham,
buy tickets.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need a name.
I just want to call it Jeff. I want to be one of those people that have just the first name, just have such an ego that it's just the first name.
Or you could be just Dunham.
Jeff.
Ooh.
Jeffy D.
Dunham sounds like a rock band from the 80s.
Who does? And you listen to it on your 70s.
You can't pronounce continents.
Continents. Did I say continents?
Continents.
Do you have to use continents? Continents.
Continents?
So you
hey,
say
Jeff
continents?
Dunham. Get Jeff. Online right now. JeffDunham.com. Look for the tour button. Click on that. Buy tickets and go see him because he's awesome.
He is one of the best. Jeff, we love you, brother. Thank you, man.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the time. All fun.
Take care, man. Bye.
All right. See you, man. Bye.